これからリスニングテストを行います。問題冊子を開き、大問1のリスニング問題を見てください。まず問題 A より始めます。次の英文は日本と関係の深い国パラオについての説明です。英文を聞き、各問いに対する答えとして最も適当なものを一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は2回読まれます。では始めます。
Please draw a world map in your mind. Can you find Palau on it? Palau is a beautiful small island country south of Japan. It is not very well known by Japanese people today, but Palau became a territory of Japan from 1914 to 1945. A lot of Japanese people moved there and brought the Japanese way of life, language, technology, and culture with them. People there still live with some parts of Japanese culture today. If you go to Palau now, you will find that this influence remains today. In the language of Palau, there are over 1,000 Japanese words that are still being used. When you listen to news on radio, you will hear Japanese words like keizai, denwa, senkyo, and kohosha. At supermarkets, you can find all kinds of Japanese food like udon, sukemono, nori, and bento. In towns, you can still see old buildings built by the Japanese people. Old people in Palau say, "In those days, Japanese people also taught us different subjects and good manners at school." In Palau, there are still many traditions and words that Japanese people left behind a long time ago. Listen again. Please draw a world map in your mind. Can you find Palau on it? Palau is a beautiful small island country south of Japan. It is not very well known by Japanese people today, but Palau became a territory of Japan from 1914 to 1945. A lot of Japanese people moved there and brought the Japanese way of life, language, technology, and culture with them. People there still live with some parts of Japanese culture today. If you go to Palau now, you will find that this influence remains today. In the language of Palau, there are over 1,000 Japanese words that are still being used. When you listen to news on radio, you will hear Japanese words like keizai, denwa, senkyo, and kohosha. At supermarkets, you can find all kinds of Japanese food like udon, sukemono, nori, and bento. In towns, you can still see old buildings built by the Japanese people. Old people in Palau say, "In those days, Japanese people also taught us different subjects and good manners at school." In Palau, there are still many traditions and words that Japanese people left behind a long time ago.
問題 A は以上です。続いて問題 B です。ユミが留学生マイクと会話をしています。問1は 2人の会話の内容について英語の質問に答える問題です。問いには会話の内容に合うものを選ぶ問題です。会話と質問は2回ずつ流れます。では始めます。
Hey, Mike, are you listening to me?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm listening, but I'm very sleepy.
Did you go to bed late last night?
No, I went to bed at 11 o'clock. I usually go to bed at that time and get up at 7 o'clock.
Really? I think you sleep enough.
I think so too, but I wake up many times during the night.
Wow, that's too bad. But I believe there is a reason for it. What do you usually do before bed?
I usually play online games and chat with my friends on my smartphone.
That's the reason. Looking at a smartphone screen before bed is very bad for your sleep. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, really? But it's hard for me to stop. I have been doing it for months.
Look, which is more important? A friend on the internet or a friend in real life, like me?
You, of course. You are my best friend.
If you really think so, you should listen to kind advice from your best friend.
Okay, you're right. I will stop.
Question 1.
What is Mike's problem?
Question 2.
How long does Mike usually sleep?
Question 3.
Who is Mike's best friend?
Question 4.
What is Mike going to stop? Listen again.
Hey, Mike, are you listening to me?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm listening, but I'm very sleepy.
Did you go to bed late last night?
No, I went to bed at 11 o'clock. I usually go to bed at that time and get up at 7 o'clock.
Really? I think you sleep enough.
I think so too, but I wake up many times during the night.
Wow, that's too bad. But I believe there is a reason for it. What do you usually do before bed?
I usually play online games and chat with my friends on my smartphone.
That's the reason. Looking at a smartphone screen before bed is very bad for your sleep. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, really? But it's hard for me to stop. I have been doing it for months.
Look, which is more important? A friend on the internet or a friend in real life, like me?
You, of course. You are my best friend.
If you really think so, you should listen to kind advice from your best friend.
Okay, you're right. I will stop.
Question 1.
What is Mike's problem?
Question 2.
How long does Mike usually sleep?
Question 3.
Who is Mike's best friend?
Question 4.
What is Mike going to stop?
問題 B は以上です。これでリスニングテストを終了します。